think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome.
We would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be really awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Cart this off.
Yeah. Push. Thank you. you wanna have but not to hold. To shake your shape out of this mold. Oh, promises.
And so you tell a little lie. Enough to make it through another night. You come around, I go to ground, you're on fire. Just such a tease, I feel the squeeze. You're on fire, you're on fire. You're gonna take all you can get. Aren't we just all your little pets? Oh, promises. It's just the way that you get by.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just Supersonic from the Brigands, and we have the lead guitarist, Michael Scott Stewart, right here in the studio.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Can you believe that?
That's right. It's good to back to be in air-conditioned Studio A with Andrew. How you doing, Andrew?
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great. It's great. As people know, I'm kind of behind the scenes here. I've been here for like 4 years and stuff, and I'm part of the On the Town crew here. Great crew.
Making stuff happen.
That's right. That's right. We're not just up here twiddling our thumbs.
We might do that every once in a while.
Of course. So the reason I'm on is there's going to be this big event at Tavern at the End of the World. That's in Charlestown. That's right on the Somerville Charlestown Light. That's this Friday. And that's about 500 feet from the Sullivan Square T stop, or the off ramp from 93, the Route 99 off ramp. So it's very easy, accessible to get to. And basically, the price is right. It's free. And there's free parking in the back, and they have great food.
And I prefer shows where I get paid to go to the show.
We'll have to work that in your rider.
Yeah. And only brown M&Ms.
Oh, okay. No marble brown
M&Ms. None of the other colors, just the brown ones.
You don't want to acid look at him.
I want all the old ones that David Lee Roth didn't want.
Well, you don't know where he's been storing them. Anyways, we're hoping that all you WMFO On the Town listeners will come out and check it out. It's going to be a great lineup. Beginning of the night, it's going to be the Brigands for the Early Birds. We're going to be kicking that off sometime after 9 o'clock. We have Peter Cassani from the Peasants. He's going to be doing some acoustic. And we're going to fit him in maybe in between sets, and definitely at the end of the night. He's going to be doing some acoustic stuff. If you're familiar with Peter Cassani, he's in the band The Peasants, originally called the Velcro Peasants back in the day. They have some records out. They just recently, a couple months ago, did a tour of Europe with Todd Spahr from The Gravy and Cave Dogs and stuff like that playing bass. So, but it'll be just Pete. Cool. I wish Todd was there, but he's on the West Coast doing big movie stuff. He's in the industry out there. And basically, there'll be the Brigands, and we're hoping to kick it off sometime after 9, maybe 9:30-ish. We're going to have a special guest sitting in with us this gig, and that is Anthony Kaczynski from Fire King. And if you don't know who Fire King is, look them up. Buy their CD, one of the best CDs, I think, of 2015. It's called Double Trouble. It's a great CD. And we have the pleasure of Anthony Kaczynski sitting in with us for a whole set playing. And there's a little, we're going to do a little something special at the end. We're going to nod to, like the Brigands, we do our own original music, but we like to put a nod to other local bands that we love and enjoy.
That's very cool.
To keep the flame going. And there's one artist we're going to basically do, a well-known woman artist that had a group in the 70s and put a couple albums out of one. We're going to do one of her songs, and a friend of the band, well, actually the daughter of the drummer, is going to come out and sing it, this song.
So that's very cool.
That's going to be great. Then after us, if it couldn't get any better, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Excuse me. Greg Allen Fringe Religion has a new CD out, a single with Elevator Girl, and basically it's a great single. It's catching fire in a lot of the local stations, and The Queen of Dirt is on the other side. Mm-hmm. Great CD, getting a lot of airplay. Great band. If people don't know about,
you know, we should play that. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll play that. Yeah.
You want to play it right now?
Yeah, and then we'll get back to talking.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do it.
Great song.
Yep.
Elevator Girl.
That girl's really kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. Feel like I've just got struck by lightning. I see her on the elevator, pushing buttons. I wish that I could date her. I hope she's not another princess. I hope she's not. Bring me down. I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. All day standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis, for sure.
Stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down?
Yeah, that was Elevator Girl by Greg Allen's Fringe Religion.
Yeah, that was a cool song. It kind of has like a Mick Ronson kind of guitar sound.
That's Kurt. I don't want to slaughter his last name. I'm slaughtering him. But Kurt also plays with the High End, which won the, I think it was the Jamaica Plain Bar Wars like about a year ago or so. They just have a CD out, which we play here on WMFO. You can request it here. The High End, great band. And Kurt also played in L.A. called the B-Movie Rats. And they have
and
some...
by L.A., you're talking about Lower Alston?
I know, like Los Angeles, City of Angels.
Oh, okay.
That's where he's from. He's a West Coast guy, relocated here. Great guitarist, great person. Actually, they're doing some gigs, I believe, out in the West Coast this summer, maybe within a month or so. You can check in with Kurt and check in with that. And if people don't know what Greg Allen has a couple CDs out. Greg Allen's group, Greg Allen's band. He has Just For You and Let's Pretend. You can get those probably online someplace. Great, great CDs. A little background on Greg Allen. He back many years ago, he had gone to England, was in the Vulture Squadron, and was in New York. And he hooked up with Jerry Nolan of the New York Dolls and basically put out about a year ago the final recordings of Jerry Nolan and the Profilers. And that's a limited edition on pink vinyl, I believe. Mm-hmm. You can contact Greg. He might have it at the show, or you can contact him. It's a limited amount of vinyl. And I think you can get it digitally out of England. But really good if you're a friend, you know, if you love the New York Dolls, I highly recommend getting that. And also Greg Allen's Fringe Religion. Also on the bill, a Chicago Vin is the bass player. He was in a New York, Rhode Island band, I think called the Delinquents. I'm not sure, mm-hmm. but you can check on that. But great bass player, Chris Michaels, but they've been using another drummer too from Two Saints. Great drummer too. They're going to be kicking Friday night. And on the bill also is Doug McDonald. If you're not familiar with him, he's a local guy. He's got a twist of humor with his music. He's got a CD out, basically touched bases in a lot of local little stuff like Jack's Joke Shop and stuff like that. So if you like a little bit of sense of humor, he's your man. He's going to be playing probably around 11:30-ish, probably around there. And Peter Cassani is going to be filling in on acoustic guitar. Plus, the place has great food. Tim, who runs it, is also in the band Trusty Sidekick. It's kind of a good musician hang. Like I said, come on down. Maybe Andrew, maybe we can get you down there too.
Yeah, and usually when you're down there, just like some random folks, like random music scene people will just show up on any night. You'll be surprised by who shows up.
Well, it's a good environment. You know, as we talked about what's going on, you know, the shifts and the clubs like that. It's one of the places I feel at home. You know, the price is right. The food is good. The treatment is good. I mean, I know they get all kinds of draft beers for people like that type of stuff. They have a nice little fireplace. always good to have a place like that you can call home.
So how at home do you feel? Are you going to be wearing like pajamas or
maybe sweatpants? You know, maybe something really casual. Maybe my slippers, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe a sleeping hat, you know. Something like that, you know. Maybe, you know, those, you know, when people in the 50s used to sleep, they used to have those eye patch things there, the sleep mask, you know. Maybe some cream gel on my face, you know. Yeah. Got to keep looking youthful, you know. So that's what's happening. So I would tell everybody, please come out to the club, support local music. The price is right. Easy to get to. Any questions, please go to either the Brigand site or Greg Allen's Fringe Religion or Doug McDonald or maybe Peter Cassani. We're all going to be there. It's going to be a good time. We're going to have a good turnout. I suggest if you want to sit down or want to eat, I would say get there a little bit earlier. You know,
like 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, something like that. There is free parking in the back, and like I say, there's free parking on the street too. But they do have a parking lot in the back, 500 feet right from the T stop, walking right out of there. And if you're driving a car and you're coming from the South Shore, you get off of the Route 99 exit, you come to the bottom thing, you take a 500 feet also. And if you come in 99 or Route 93, boom, you're right there. How can it get any better, Andrew?
Yeah, it's almost like a limo service or something.
Yeah. And if you come, Andrew will tell you jokes, right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is going on?
I don't know.
What else is happening? This Miss Paul will probably be in soon.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be in to maybe a half hour or so.
Yeah. She's going to give you the update of the concert report.
Is always great to find out what's going on.
I know there's another one on the 18th up at the Spotlight. Our good friends, Carol DeVille, going to be playing, and they just worked on a new CD in Nashville, and that should be out soon, and it's going to be some kick and stuff. I've heard the roughs from it, and I know Gymnasium is working on a CD too, and I've heard the roughs from that, so there's a lot of good stuff coming on. Mm-hmm. There's no reason you shouldn't be out in the clubs. Listen to supporting. Don't be afraid. It's all good. Come out. We'll hold your hand. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care.
Yep, bye. the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems, and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long would you stay home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and food to eat for 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Only what I want you to know. Yeah, you think story, but you haven't seen the worst of it yet. When I'm making my move, you see something that you never forget. All behind closed doors, I'm a real freak show.